grab your foxy mama and head to the light up dance floor and boogie down as we put 70s song against 70s song. Welcome to Elimination Season 3.
Again, elimination, the final matchup of this round. Very exciting. I am Bob, your host of Elimination Series 3, here with my dad, Dave.
Hello, everybody. How do?
What? There's a glitch in the matrix.
I forgot my lines.
We go again.
From the top, darling.
And Cousin Pauline.
Hello.
How's your tea?
Really nice.
Yeah. I did put the sugar in.
Dave makes the best tea.
I put the tea bag in the
it's
sugar.
It's all to do with the milk and how long you leave it.
Yeah.
And it's nothing to do. Anyone can put a spoonful of sugar in. Just a spoonful of sugar.
Sing along at home.
No, you do make the best tea, Dave.
I do. I'm an expert.
So,
married to wifey, I'm bound to be good, aren't I, really?
Yeah, she has a bucket load every 5 minutes. So this is the last one. So how do you think the first round's gone?
I think
a lot of people will be disappointed certain songs aren't on the list.
Well, you're
one in particular that we all hate.
What are you doing, Dave? What's going on over here?
Oh, slop me coffee and all of my trousers.
Coasters. What is going
Lucky
on?
Lucky we weren't being watched that time.
Yeah.
Elimination.
If you'd like to see Dave faff around with his coffee.
Get on with it then.
What? the read them out. Pauline, the last matchup of this round
is the Boys Are Back in Town, Thin Lizzy, against Rock Your Baby, George McRae.
Let's do some gumph. Let's start with this one.
Right, the Boys Are Back in Town is a song by Irish rock band Thin Lizzy. The song was originally released in 1976 as the first single from their album Jailbreak. It reached number 8 in the UK and number 12 in the US.
I didn't know there was Irish.
Do what? They're as Irish can be.
The Boys Are Back in Town.
Irish accent. Not yours, not mine.
Not mine. I apologise to the whole of Ireland for my impression. So that's that song. And it's up against...
Oh, you know, we all started bobbing then.
Yeah, you have to.
You can't help it, can you? Right, Rock Your Baby is the debut single by George McRae. Rock Your Baby was one of the landmark recordings of early disco music. A massive international hit, the song spent 2 weeks at number one in the US Billboard chart and spent 3 weeks at number one in the UK in July 1974. It is one of only 40 singles ever to have sold over 10 million copies worldwide. So he's one of the 40 best-selling singles of all time.
Got platinum then, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's a platinum.
Too bloody right.
Well, it is a classic. It's a little bit repetitive. It's a little, for me, a little bit repetitive. Monkey baby.
Yeah, but it's...
Rocky baby. Yeah, it's just, once you've got it, you've got it. I mean, how...
Oh, I really like it.
We've had this before about repetitiveness,
yeah,
and if it's
I
a good
moaned,
song, it's a good song,
yeah,
it doesn't matter.
Yeah, this is where I'm contradicting what I said, because I moaned about that last one.
It's 3 minutes and 20 seconds long on Spotify, and after about a minute, pushing it to the second minute,
No, he was on the dance floor, mate.
Yeah, not in my flares, yeah. No, I feel like it's quite, but it does make you move. As soon as it comes on,
does.
We all moved, didn't we? We all had a little...
Boogie
on down.
Yeah. It's that little bit of the beginning, that tune.
Yeah.
I'm going to play it again, but that... This is all percussion, but it's this noise that comes in. The high-pitched. That.
Yeah.
It's just magical, isn't it? It's just magical, yeah.
Walking onto the dance floor, bopping.
Yeah, good job, percussionist, whoever you are. Did he have any other hits?
No, he weren't very. This was his biggie. I mean, his first single, he hit the jackpot straight away. He had two other top tens in the UK and no more top tens in the US. He had some minor hits.
Would you say it's a one-hit wonder then?
Well, he had two more top tens in the UK, but... No, I bet no one knows what they are.
No.
But yeah, I mean, this was, I mean, probably kept him financially for the rest of his life.
Oh yeah, definitely. Probably his kids as well.
I think it was written by two blokes out of, oh, I can't remember.
Carry On Camping.
No. No, I'll come back to that.
I thought it was a woman, didn't I?
Yeah, you did, yeah. Well, I get it.
I've never known who sung it.
Yeah, I mean, I've never seen a picture of him. I mean, that is the only picture. But Rock Your Baby. I mean, what's he singing about, Dave?
Rock Your Baby. Don't know.
Is it Rock Your Baby or Rock Your?
Your.
See, I'm singing it wrong then.
Yeah, all these years.
I'm singing Rock Your Baby, Rock You.
Maybe he's got a newborn and he's just rocking his baby.
I hate the way you look into these songs and make them all twisted. And
it's not twisted, is it? Maybe that's what it is, Rock Your Baby. Maybe that's what it is. Oh, Rock Your Baby.
No, I think Take Me In Your Arms.
Take Me In Your Arms. He's holding the baby.
It's his bird, isn't it? It's his woman.
Well, you can, you know. Rock Your Baby.
Oh, it could be rude.
Oh, she's taking it to the gutter,
yeah,
Dave.
Carry on.
Don't park.
KC and the Sunshine Band. I think it was written by the Met Blokes in KC and the Sunshine Band.
You got saved there,
yeah. Well done, Dave.
And I think they done the backing on it as well. Well, they didn't have it. Why not just have it yourself? Because it's obviously a great song, isn't it? I mean,
well, you don't know, do you? I mean, you write a song. It's like, you know, you write a song and you think, yeah, it's all right. There you go. There are the lyrics. Okay, let's put this tune on there.
Yeah. And that brings it alive, don't
it? Do they
it?
Still get, yeah. They must get a percentage of it, surely.
You say that a lot.
Do I? What is it?
Don't it?
Do I?
You say, does she?
Don't it?
Oh, she said, yeah, look.
No, I said that on purpose that time.
I bet she says it again. I'll look out for it. Yeah, it's good.
I never noticed that about me. Yeah. Now I'm going
to. Don't it? Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think I do.
Yeah, I think you do. I know you do. Indeed you do.
I've never noticed it.
Thank you, Bob. That's because you don't listen to
me. I don't notice anything you say, yeah. Thin Lizzy. Are they a one-hit wonder? What else are they?
No, they're Whiskey in the Jar.
How's that going?
Whiskey in the Jar all. Very.
Yeah, you know that big hit, Whiskey in the Jar.
You've never heard of Whiskey in the Jar?
He could have said anything then, couldn't he? Oh, yeah, Thin Lizzy, they've got Don't Touch Me There, Don't Touch Me There, I'm Desperate. How's that go?
People,
don't Touch Me There,
to
I'm Desperate.
Going, I bet Truck Around is going along saying, heck, they not know Whiskey
in
the Jar?
No, I bet he don't know it.
I bet you he does.
How old is he? Is he your age, Dave? If he's your age, you might.
No, he's not that old.
No, he's only late 20s, would you say?
Oh, he's definitely not going to know it then.
Well, I think prior he had his haircut, he looked about 32. And then he got his haircut and he looks about 28.
Yeah, so, he don't know it then to see if he's 28.
No. He's got a lovely truck, though.
I've seen pictures.
Lovely
of truck.
Yeah. Yeah, gets photographed a lot. Yeah. Nice silver beast.
I've watched a couple of his. He's so enthusiastic about his truck and that, and
he loves it.
He's got his dream Randy. Job, hasn't he? No
Trucker Andy. I mean, it's lucky that he was born and his parents called him Trucker Andy, and then he's gone on to be.
Yeah, what's the chances of that?
What are the chances of that? It's like
you'd knobhead Bob, wouldn't you?
Yeah, Bob the Knob. Yeah. It's like your surname being Dumpty and calling your son Humpty.
High pitched Paulie. Screechy Paulie.
If you don't know, Trucker Andy is one of our regular listeners, and he's a trucker, and his name's Andy. So,
and he's 28.
Well,
we don't know. We're guessing.
Yeah, I think he's.
Didn't we guess his age before?
We did Jane, didn't we?
We all got that wrong, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. Thanks for listening, everyone. So is that the only other song then? Whiskey in a Jar.
There are many many hits apart from this, but they were a good live band. I mean, they were. You watch them on YouTube; they're fantastic.
Playing two songs,
but they were popular. No, they had other songs as well. They just weren't big. I mean, even this one, he got to number 8 in the UK, 12 in the US. So it wasn't a massive hit.
It's used a lot, though, isn't it? It's used a lot.
Whiskey in the Jar is even more famous than this.
No. Are you sure? I wouldn't know. Grow sing up. It to me then.
Definitely not.
Can you sing a bit? Because then I'll know what it is. Are you Googling it?
I'm going to have a look.
Have a listen.
Oh,
You've never heard this song.
I didn't know it's Thin Lizzy, but that's used on every... Again, it's used on a lot of soundtracks
and
stuff.
How do I not know this thing?
It's just that... I only know that bit tune, that little bit there.
He was married to Caroline Crowther, who was the daughter of Leslie Crowther. Do you remember Leslie Crowther?
Yeah, I know the name.
Come on down! Yeah. The greasy hair and that.
I used to like that.
He used to be on Cracker Jack when I was a kid.
Cracker Jack!
It was.
Is that, ooh, I could crush a grape?
No, silly cow.
Shut that door.
Oh, that might be.
Oh, thank you.
I've always thought about Leslie Crowther.
Cracker Jack. Ooh, I could crush a grape.
Ooh, I could crush a grape.
Yeah. See? Shooting me down.
He did shoot you down. Wish.
Yeah, she was the daughter of Leslie Crowther.
Are you a huge cunt?
Us too.
Wait, can we even say cunt?
Of course. It's empowering these days. Cunt, 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 cunt. I'm Ange Balasone, a.k.a. the drag queen, Fat Girl Gina.
And I'm Mike Fails, just a normal gay guy, I guess?
And we're the hosts of The Big Cunty Couch.
A gorgeous new talk show podcast where we invite queers and peers to sit bitch and be fierce on a huge-ass couch.
While we gab about all things gay.
So come get cozy.
And cunty.
With us. We're pan for platforms, so find us anywhere online and get listening, sweetie.
Or watching.
Or both.
Otherwise, why the hell am I in full drag?
And we'll see you on The Big Oh, wait. I thought we were going to say that together.
No. On The Big Cunty Couch. Mwah.
That doesn't.
I never watched that program. That Come On Down.
Price is
Right. The Price is Right. Yeah, that's
I liked it with. I watched it with Bruce Forsyth.
I wonder if he done it first or Leslie Crowther took over or the other way around.
I can't imagine
Bruce taking on someone else's second-hand program. Can you?
Only one I watched.
He would.
Did he do that?
He must have, because that's what I watched. So I reckon Leslie Crowther must have been before and I was too young. But I know he did do it. Because when I was young, it was Bruce Forsyth.
Because that was big in America as well, wasn't it? I think we nicked it off America.
Oh, yeah, I don't doubt that for a second.
No, he came to a bit of a sticky end, Phil Lynott, who's the lead singer.
What happened?
Plane crash. He died in 86, aged only 36.
Oh, no.
Heavily dependent on heroin, died of pneumonia and heart failure due to septicemia. Oh.
Bloody hell.
So the old drugs got hold of him. Drugs are horrible, aren't they?
Oh, they are.
Yeah.
Spoil everything.
Yeah.
36.
Still just baby. Say no, kids. Just say no.
What was it made you do it? You had no need. No, I'm not doing it. How do I know that? Where did that come from?
I don't know what that was.
Just say no.
Oh, the Grand Jill thing.
Yeah, the Grand Jill, yeah.
Just say no, kids. Say no to drugs. Unless they're free.
No.
Never turn down free drugs. That's what my mum always said.
I wonder what would happen if they did legalise all the drugs. You know, heroin, marijuana, cocaine.
But some of it's meant to be good for pain relief, isn't it?
Marijuana, they do. I got glaucoma. That's what they say, dear.
I'm sure cocaine used to be in Coca-Cola when it first came out.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it did. Yeah. That's where they got the name Coke from. No, I'm sure they used to use it on in medicine itself.
Oh, yeah, right? Yeah.
But it's like, I watched a program ages ago. I think it was Gordon Ramsay, where he went like to Colombia or whatever, and they sort of showed him how cocaine was made in the woods, and just like, it's got like battery acid in it and all this kind of stuff. I mean, why put that stuff in your face? It's like, Jesus Christ.
It's never appealed to me.
No, just...
I feel really sorry for people that go down that road and then they can't get out of it.
Yeah, it sadly does take... I used to see it on Jeremy Kyle. Remember him?
He
used to do the old rehab thing, didn't he? But the amount of people that used to go and just... I was there a day and then just left. Yeah, because they can't keep them there, can they? They just leave. Yeah, but I always think the worst one with heroin, because you've got to get off of it, you've got to go through that where it's supposed to be the worst feeling ever, isn't it? The cold turkey thing where you just can't. And I always remember the film The Fighter with Mark Wahlberg and Christian Bale. And they're playing real people. It's based on a true story. And one of them, his brother, who is a fuck up, played by Christian Bale, goes into prison, and he's what do they call it, clucking or something like that, where you really want it, but he obviously is in prison, he can't get it, and he's going through it, and it goes through the whole night, and everyone's going, come on, his name's Dickie, come on, Dickie, you can do this, and he's in bed, shitting himself, being sick and sweating, and
be like you last week.
Apparently that's the, but then people go back to it, don't they? That's the crazy thing, that's the addiction part of it. But you can be addicted to anything. Have you ever seen the program Weird Addictions or whatever, where there's two that stick in my mind. One is that this woman's partner died and she picked up the ashes and she eats them.
What?
No, she sat in the car with the ashes of her loved one, and she just dabbed her finger in it and ate it. And now every day she sort of eats a little. I don't know.
That
and
she must taste.
There was another girl as well who, in her bedroom, there was like drywall and it was all broken.
Oh, I've heard of that. Where
she just
started
eat drywall. I mean,
yeah.
There's people that, like I said, like they bath in like not full bleach, but they put bleach in their bath water and to be clean, you know, obsessive cleaning and. Some of that stuff, you can be addicted to it. It's like these people who go out and treat dolls like kids, like they're on the swing with their doll. And,
or worse.
Or
what?
Well, these blokes have these girlfriends who are dolls.
Oh, the blow-up dolls,
But
they're so attractive.
Me and wifey smoked a bit of grass back in the 70s.
I
bet everyone was doing it in the 70s.
I remember we was... Woodstock. We was... living in Raynham at the time, and I was for about one summer. I was a postman for October, I think from February to October. So I was sort of in between, didn't know what I was going to do. It was after I left the bus garage.
This isn't a story I've heard before, is it?
And I used to have the old post office bike with a basket on the front, you know, and you put your bag on there and off you went. But you took it home so you could.
Oh, the bike?
The red one. And. When we come out of our house, to get to the main drag, there was a dip, and it was quite steep. It went down a long way. Then you just cycle as fast as you can so you can get up the other end. I never made it. Halfway up, I had to get off. It was really steep, you know.
I almost dropped my fag.
We went to a get-together, and I said, look, I had to start work. I had to be in Gillingham at 5:49.
That's 5:49?
Yeah, 5:49.
Have a look in the diary. Late for work.
That's my time start. And anyway, we came over and just doing it. It went on. And she goes, oh, just half hour longer. We was having a good time around some friends' house. We got home about 1:30. I thought, well, if I go to bed, I'm never, ever going to wake up. So I said, so I'm going to stay up. I said, I'll keep tomorrow afternoon, in the afternoon. She goes, are you sure? So she went to bed. And there was no telly. Just tell you to pack up about 11:30. Don't forget to unplug your sets and all this sort of stuff.
Oh, yeah, with the girl and the clown.
Sounds like sitting there bored out my brains, you know. I think, you know.
Didn't you have your phone on you?
Yeah, I wish. And I looked up and there was this little polythene bag. And I thought, oh, I'll smoke that. That'll keep me awake. Like, you know.
Classic drugs keep you awake.
Made it up on the old free Rizzlers, you know. And I smoked it, and I was buzzing, like, you know. Anyway, that morning, left for work early, because there's nothing else to do, and I flew down that dip and flew up the other side. Got right to the top, and I was still doing the same speed. The only problem was, when I got to about 9:30...
You crashed, did you?
Every step was like my legs were lead. So it weren't the best idea in the world, but yeah. One of them crazy things.
I like the smell of it. I do like the smell of it. If you're walking down the street and you just catch
it.
It's
so distinctive, the smell, wouldn't
it? I quite like the smell of it, but I couldn't think of anything worse than smoking something. I don't know, it's the smoke side of...
Yeah,
you know,
I know what you mean. I can't bear it.
If I'm in work and somebody goes out for a fag and comes back and they sit like 3 seats away from me, but you can still... Or you get in the lift and you know that somebody's been in there just that's been out for a fag. I hate that smell. I hate that. I don't know why anybody. I used to have a boss called Bruce who was a big coffee drinker. And he, when I first started there, he gave up smoking eventually, but he used to smoke very rarely. And some mornings, that's all you'd get was the smell of coffee and smoke.
Oh.
It's horrible, isn't it? And when you go to the hospital and you see these old ladies with a drip and they're outside freezing. I mean, give it up. Just unplug her. She's done.
When I worked for the
addicted, it's hard, isn't it?
When I worked for the bus garage,
I've never been addicted to it, so I don't know.
When I worked for the bus garage, all the West Indian lads used to go in their lunch hour or tea break. They'd go in the top of the bus and all smoke it. Like, you know, God, you go out there after, you cut it with a knife.
Thick smog.
Oh, they loved it.
Yeah, no, I just don't understand smoking.
So you don't miss, like, you know, now I'm not a smoker, but being in a pub, to me, still should be a bit of a smoky atmosphere.
It's no, not the I same. I don't miss that in pubs.
When it, no, when it stopped, when you used to, sort of missed it a little bit.
When you, well, saying that, it used to be that the all the cool people would be standing, sitting, having a fag. And, yeah. You know, and now, you sort of, if you're not the one that doesn't smoke, you're the one sitting looking after the seats.
Yeah, while they all go out.
Yeah, while they're going out. Yeah, and then they come back and they've all got inside jokes and that. And you're just, I mean, that doesn't happen to me because I haven't got friends. But if I did, that's how I'm imagining it going. But it was a big thing when they said no more smoking in pubs.
Oh, I remember it. Yeah, I remember it. Really
all them blokes. What? I mean, they're all dead now, but. but yeah, it was a massive thing.
Where I worked, they built like what looked like a little bus shelter.
Yeah.
People to go and stand.
And that's the funny thing. When I worked at the finance company, I'm not going to say which one it was, but they had we only had like 15-minute breaks because it was like a call center. So you'd 15-minute break, but the smoking area was right around the other side of the building. So by the time you get there, by the time you come back, so people used to go and sit in their cars, and I think,
But what about them people from work getting fag breaks?
Oh, that used to irritate
you. Carry on working, they go for a break every hour. Yeah, 10 minutes outside.
You can't just go outside and do something that you enjoy for 15 minutes. That's you can't do that.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm just.
So you still have a fag break, even though you don't smoke. I've got to be fag break now.
I used to say to Bruce, I used to say, when they go for a fag break, I'm just going to go stand outside.
And then it's fair, though, isn't
and
it?
And then I didn't like all the smoke, so I stayed inside.
So you did?
Yeah. It was like I used to go on strike for 15 minutes. No, I'm not doing it. And I was really opinionated back then. So, like a teenager, I was like, no, why should I? No, because they're going outside, didn't they? Oh, why should I? No, I ain't doing it. No. And then I realised that as an adult, how stupid that seems. Yeah. Good times. That was me at my opinionated peak.
Oh. Opinionated.
Opinionated peak. So the boys are back in town. I really like this song. Do you know why? Because there's a lot of songs out there. Girl power, girls rule the world, girls are the best. Girls, grow up. Boys are back in town. They were gone, but now they're back in town. Where did they go?
What do you mean? There's loads of songs.
There are, aren't there?
If they don't want to know, forget them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Where have they been? The boys are back in town. Where have they been? They've been on holiday. Had a little break.
No, maybe they just go to work all week and Friday they go up to town. You go up to London.
They're back in town every Friday night.
And they're back in, the boys are back in town.
It's used in every film, isn't it? Every film where there's a group of lads and they...
Name one.
Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Name two. The Hangover.
Three.
28.
Yeah. But yeah, I feel like it's that. It really does get your juices flowing. It does. I mean, Rock Your Baby is very, very soft, and as I said, I think it's quite repetitive. But the boys are back in town. It's like
It's a little bit.
Let's
boring.
Go.
It's a little bit boring though.
What
the boys are back in town.
If it was the girls are back in town.
No, it still would be a bit boring.
Oh, girls just want to have fun.
I don't like that girls. Song.
Why, if you don't like that song?
Yeah, I've never liked that song. You expected to like it, but...
I bet you say it with a group of girls, though, coming out of a club or something. Yeah.
Yes, yes. All day long, yeah.
Yeah, but that's not great, though, is it?
She's a bit of a strange one, old Cyndi Lauper, isn't she?
I like the song she did for Goonies.
What was that one?
I can't remember what a song it was. Bear with, I might even have it.
Bear with.
Yeah, she was weird, wasn't she?
She was something to do with wrestling, wasn't she?
Yeah, she in the
Cindy
video.
Lumpur.
Yeah, in the video for I can't remember what it was. She was part of it. Oh, WrestleMania. She turned up at WrestleMania as well. Yeah. I think the one where they had, I think it was WrestleMania 2, where they had Muhammad Ali. There was Alice Cooper.
So what was she doing there?
Just came out with a wrestler. Like, they just had loads of stars there sitting in the, sitting in the, like, the front row and stuff, yeah.
But is she that huge a star?
She was a bit of a rival for Madonna back in the early days, wasn't she? But
no competition, really, though.
No, but I'm not a big fan of Madonna.
Very 80s.
Yeah, really 80s.
The soundtrack to the Goonies. Let me skip it forward. You'll know the chorus. Yeah, I know, yeah.
I forgot about this.
Classic part. Goonies, that is, yeah. Goonies Never Say Die.
She's done a version of John Lennon's Working Class Hero, I seem to remember.
I didn't mind her. She was weird, but she kind of owned it. Yes. Do you know what I mean? It was...
What happened to Christina Aguilera? She seemed to have disappeared.
Oh, she looked good in that video.
what video?
Where she's in...
In the boxing ring.
Yeah. Oh, dirty, yeah. Yeah, she put on a lot of weight, then. Didn't she? She put on a lot of weight, but she said, I'll forever trying to stay that sort of size because that's what society said I should. Now, I'm a bit bigger.
Because she was the same time as Britney, and Britney was all the girl next door.
She was.
Christina Aguilera was a bit.
Yeah,
edgy.
They both came from Disney, didn't they? Yeah. Like, I think Justin Timberlake. Yeah.
I'd have been a fan of Britney.
Britney bitch.
Yeah, I'm not fussed about Britney.
I remember when she first came along and it was massive. I mean, she came along and made
huge,
impact straight away. Yeah.
That hit me, baby, one more time with her in the school uniform.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you remember it well, don't you, by your face?
I did watch the documentary about her. What's the thing she's going through at the
moment?
Oh,
with her dad.
Yeah. Well, it's stopped now, isn't it? It says she's not mentally able to do anything in her life, and yet she's bringing out albums and writing songs and performing, and they're saying she can't look after her kids and that. It's like, well...
She's just one, though, isn't she?
Yeah, she's free. Free Britney!
Yeah.
Hashtag Free Britney. Yeah, Christina Aguilera, A Genie in a Bottle, I used to like.
Oh, I like that one.
I'm a genie in a bottle, baby.
No, stop.
but she put on a load of weight.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, she just said, forever I was, people said you need to be a certain size to be a pop star. And she just got to the age where she thought, oh, fuck this, I can't. I'm just going to eat what I want. I'm going to do what I want.
What's that song she done where she's looking in the mirror and it's got like the anorexic girl and the...
Oh, yeah.
And then you've got like the drug dealer and... Oh, that was good, that one.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Beautiful, that's it.
Yeah. I was going to sing James Blunt.
Work called Fat Bird. Then.
You're beautiful.
Oh, I can't bear that song.
He is.
That is the worst song
ever. Oh, James Blunt.
Yeah. Oh.
Cockney rhyming slang. he's boring.
He's, you say that though.
I don't mind him.
Yeah, he's really funny.
He's disappeared off the planet as well, hasn't he?
You say that, but he's massive on Twitter.
You say that a lot, don't you?
He's massive on Twitter because he replies.
What does that mean? You're massive on Twitter.
Well, he's popular on Twitter.
Every famous person's popular on Twitter.
He's very active on Twitter.
He gives really good answers.
He replies to people. Yeah, and they're like, oh, yeah. He's like, yeah, your mum's this, your mum's that. You're like, yeah, but you should see her house. You know, he is funny. He's actually quite funny.
It's that song. It's awful.
Yeah. He had more hits than that, though, didn't he?
I can't think of any.
No, I can't either. But
I can't believe he's an ex-soldier.
Yeah, yeah.
Unbelievable.
Russell Brand always used to say his voice sounds like a horn. You're beautiful. Which I can understand.
I'm sure it's a rich brand. I can't bear it.
Oh, I like Russell Brand. Well,
is he my bookie book?
Yeah,
I quite like him.
He's the only book I ever, the first sort of autobiography I read, my bookie book, yeah. It's just an interesting story. I mean,
he's very way out himself, isn't he?
You know what? He's one of these people that if he isn't famous, he's just a weirdo. It's like you can't imagine Jim Carrey or Robin Williams. What would they have been like if they never had any exposure to camera, you know, being in films and say, what would they have done in normal life? And I think Russell Brand did that. And my bookie book, if you haven't read it, spoilers, it ends with him saying he sort of becomes famous on MTV, first of all, and he sort of gets popular. And the book ends, I always remember the quote, and he says, I was standing at a bus stop once, and he said...
Only once?
Yeah. There was two old ladies standing there, and one said to the other, oh, the bus is coming. And the other one said, it's always been coming. And that's how he felt fame was for him. It will turn up eventually. It's just on its way. It's just always going to get it. Yeah. I always remember that quote.
It's like that for you, Bob.
Yeah, it would turn up eventually, hopefully, because I don't fit in the normal world. I'm pretending all the rest of the time. But so I liked it. I read the second one, but it wasn't as good because it was like the Katy Perry marriage and all that. I don't want to be interested. I like the druggy days and that, the dark. I actually met him in Camden Palace once. And because he used to do MTV and he used to interview people and just run around like mad. But he wasn't Russell Brand, so you didn't really, he was just a bloke with a mic.
Yeah.
It's only when
if only you knew then what you knew then,
don't
know about him.
Yeah. Yeah. But he's one of them ones that sort of survived, you know, like, you know, Amy Winehouse we lost, So he sort of survived, you know what I mean? He came out the other end and sort of made a success of himself. The Jonathan Ross thing was a shame, though.
The Andrew Sachs.
Andrew Sachs thing, yeah. But as I said, he said afterwards he realised what he'd done. But at the time when he rung him, he was thinking of Manuel standing there with a tray picking up the phone. You know, he said my childish brain was just thinking, oh, how funny would it be to ring Manuel? But he sort of forgot that he was a human being and a bloke, you know. He was going to pick up the phone and go, ke, you know. But, yeah, he didn't muck about, did he? He just went off to Hollywood and done a couple of films and it was sorted. Pauline, what time is it?
It's question time.
Whose turn is it?
Pauline, I think.
Is it?
Let me, the bowl of justice. Look away.
Why do I need to look away? Because of
is that one or two?
Sticky bit. Right.
Oh, she loves this one.
Do you have one regret in your life that you wish you could erase?
Oh,
that's a beefy regret. One.
Yeah, that is a regret. Wow. I thought about this a lot, actually. This is something that, it's not my question, though, is it? It's, I don't know, who is that?
I don't know who that is. Is it you, Dave? Is that your writing?
It is, actually. Yeah.
Oh, well done. Good question.
It is a good question. No, it's a good question.
I've got an answer, but it's a boring, it won't interest anybody, so...
I've got one that's an answer, but it's not. Well, I'll tell you. So, it's not really. I'll say it anyway. So, when I was say 17,
Frank Sinatra.
All my mates were planning a holiday to Valaraki, right? And I wasn't really overly excited about going because I'd never been abroad, never been on a plane and all that. It sort of scared me. And I used to have dreams about being sort of stuck somewhere, losing my passport or something, you know. So I always had that sort of fear. Anyway, Dad paid for it, so I went. And went on this lad's holiday. But the day before, I didn't have a passport because I'd never been away before. So I think like a couple of days before... I was chasing my passport, chasing it. And obviously the internet back then wasn't a big, you know, you couldn't just message someone. And so you had to go on, ring them, stay on the line. And they said, the only way you're going to get your passport is if you come to the passport office in Peterborough and pick it up. So mum said, oh, okay, coming in, we'll take you and we'll go and all that kind of stuff. Anyway, so I go to the station, get a ticket, get on the train. On my way there, messaging my mates, yeah, I should have it by the end of the day, be fine. Get there, I ring my mate because there's no Google Maps or anything. So he's looking at a computer screen saying, okay, go left or right, or it should be Station Road, walk down there. And I'm walking down Station Road and then I see a cab with the thing on top of the cab with the location. So Peterborough should be Peterborough. Yeah. I should be in Peterborough. I wasn't. I was in Portsmouth.
What?
Yeah. So I'd gone up and I had it in my head, Peterborough, excuse me, can I have a ticket to Portsmouth? And then they said, yep, train will be on platform whatever. And I just got on the train and I ended up in Portsmouth. And I said to my mate on the phone, I said, I fucked up here. And I hung up and it's like realisation that I'm in a completely different place. And now I've got to sit on a train for an hour and a half going back.
Probably longer than that.
Well, longer than that, yeah. And I've got to go all the way back. And I didn't pick up, my phone was ringing, my Nokia was ringing. Mum was ringing me to see if I'd made it all right. And I got in and I just went straight to bed because I was so embarrassed. I was so annoyed, angry. And Mum said, look, you got one more day before you need it, before you fly out. I will take you to the station. So she took me to the station. She bought the ticket for me. Put me on the
train.
Yeah, she literally
ended up in Preston.
And ended up in the right place this time. I got my passport. I came home all excited about this holiday. And that holiday...
Because they got cancelled.
Yeah. No, I went on that holiday and met the woman I ended up marrying.
Oh, no!
So Marion had a kid with mortgage and all that kind of stuff. Then the divorce breaks down, or the divorce happens, marriage breaks down. I then go through hell of bankruptcy.
Stop
and all that.
But if
that hadn't have happened, I wouldn't have gone through the hell of not being able to see my daughter. But I also wouldn't have that to look forward to see her now. Do you know what I mean? So if that hadn't have happened, if I had gone the day before and not got my passport, I would never have gone on that holiday. I would never have met her. And my life would have been, I don't know what. But then you think about it, I would not have met, because it was always my ex-wife pushing me to get better jobs. You need more money. And pushed me to get a job at the council where I met Vicky. So
it's that moment.
I always think back to that moment of getting my passport, of what the hell would have happened if I didn't get it.
Well, you would have met someone else.
I would have always thought, oh, I wish I'd gone on that holiday.
Have met someone else and perhaps had five kids and have been totally happy with them from day one and still be happy.
Quite possibly. But I always think whatever path you go down and you're still alive, that's the path you're supposed to be on. Because anywhere else, I could have been run over, I could have been, I could have fallen off or something, I could have died, I could have got addicted to drugs.
Like
I could
sliding doors.
Yeah, exactly. So I always think, well, wherever you are, and I've always got that excitement that at some day I'm going to get a message from my daughter and say, I want to meet up.
Yeah.
So it's always inside me. I'm always sort of waiting for that moment. Maybe it'll be me that reached out, I don't know. But I always think about that moment. If I had gone the day before and not got my passport and ended up in Portsmouth rather than Peterborough, it would have been a completely different path. And I don't know what that path would have been, because it was Vic that got me into comedy, writing, doing stand-up, brought me out of myself and made me have be me I am today. So at that time, I was really shy and, pretending to be somebody else, as I said before. Wow, this has got deep, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
It's got deep. Are you still here, Dave?
What are we talking about?
So that would be mine, but it's not really.
It's not a regret.
I don't know if I'd go back and not get my passport.
Because
the end of the day, I've got some really beautiful memories.
So you've
my
said
daughter,
all that, so. And it ain't even a regret.
Yeah, I don't know. See you later, Dave. Thanks for coming.
Where are you going,
Dave?
Oh. It's getting a bit hot in here, isn't it?
It's getting a bit serious. What about you, Pauline?
Well, I could say Lewis's dad was my very first fault, but I wouldn't have Lewis, would I?
Well, yeah, so exactly. It's the same boat, isn't it?
Really,
it's the same
boat. That.
Yeah, but
who's Lewis?
But he's useless anyway, isn't he?
So can I? I can't really say that, can I? Because
what about anything else? Like, is there anything you've like starting a new job or going on a date or you know? Oh, I wish I hadn't done that. And then, actually, something just popped into my head that I said to Mum the other day. There was a kid I went to school with, primary school this is, and it always stays in my mind. Why did I do this? I was playing knockouts football, and I was in the final. It was just me and another kid, and I lost. And my instant thought was I'm going to go kick the goalkeeper as hard as I can. And I walked up to his name was Wesley Horan, and I kicked him as hard as I could. And I've always regretted that. In the back of my mind, it's always been there. Sorry. Primary school, just a kid being an idiot. I lost, so I had to take it out on somebody, and I just kicked him. And I always feel bad about it. Always in the back of my mind, I've, and that is, there you go, there's a regret. I would not have done that. Yeah. If I could take it back, I would. Sorry, Wesley, if you're listening. I seriously am, because it haunts me. Why did I do that? What an idiot.
Mine, if it take Lewis out of the equation, mine would be the day I met Lewis's dad.
Where'd you meet?
Walking.
Keep walking. Where
was I? Well, I was at work, so I couldn't. But I met him where I worked. But he was in a different department. Don't bother talking to him. Just
who made the advance?
He did.
Hey, Pauline.
You threw yourself at him.
Yeah. You slag.
We had like a little group of us. We had like a little group of us, and we used to go out.
Was Mandy the whore there?
No.
Oh, you could have pushed her over. Night, she's easy, isn't she?
No, she's not. Saturday nights, and we just got to know each other that way. But I would just not even look, keep going. But that's taking Lewis out of the equation.
So what if you take Lewis into the equation?
Oh, that's hard, because then... Don't regret being with Craig, because our relationship was really quite good up until the end. I don't regret none of that at all.
Yeah, but what about, you know...
I regret telling Mum I wish she wasn't my mum.
There you go. There you go. That's a big one. That's a big one.
Obviously, she knew I didn't mean it, but, you know, I was only about 10. Yeah. I think I've told you that before.
Yeah. I've told you. I hate you.
I tell
you. But the guilt...
But he really
does
hate us.
I always tell Dave, you're not my dad. You can't tell me what to do. You know, some people I've worked with before, because when I talk about my dad, I say Dave. They're like, so is he not your real dad? I'm like, yeah, he is, yeah. And then sometimes they see us together, like mum's mates see us together, and they go, oh, look at you two. Do you look alike? I don't think we do.
Oh, no, much better looking.
Yeah.
What about you, Dave?
Well, I've got to wish for it quick. It's pretty boring.
Can I just say, my regret for you, Dave, is that you didn't carry on the diary for another 20 years.
Oh, yeah. That was silly.
I wish I'd done a diary.
I think I should do the diary again, but do it in just order of day. Start of January 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th. Because don't you do the Monday and Friday? You get a bit of a false impression.
Yeah.
Fine, yeah, we'll do that for season 4 then.
Yeah, okay. Well, when we first got married, we moved into a house. We bought a house.
Is this your first wife?
Yeah. First house. So we got a mortgage, and it was buying the house. And for about a year, it was going on lovely, you know, by paying the mortgage, living and not struggling too much. And but she had a friend called Tina, and... Tina was a saw her every day, you know, because they're the babies, you know.
Yeah, mothers.
Well, it's only one baby then, and she had one baby. But they used to meet up, have coffee, this, that, and the other. And then one day, wifey went down there, and she said, "Oh, we're moving." "Oh, are you?" "Oh, you know." She goes, "Yeah, we're moving to Raynham in Kent." So she started talking about it. She went down there. She's gone down to 10 there. Great. It was this new house being built.
And back then, it was like when people moved, it wasn't like social media. You couldn't really stay in touch. They just moved and went. Yeah, that was it. You never really saw
phone them a couple of times. Yeah.
I always remember that in primary school, kids used to move away and you never saw them again.
But then one day, she said to wifey, "Why don't you come down and have a look?" So they're selling it to you. So her husband and wifey went down. Of course, why don't you come and live down here?
In the same house.
Because the whole place was being built. Oops, sorry. And anyway, she come back to me and says, "Oh, why don't we go down there? Why don't we go down there?" I said, "Well, we're right as we are, like, you know. Plus, I worked in New Cross. We lived in Plumstead. One bus into work, no problem. Anyway, I'm not blaming wifey at all. I blame her mate, really. But I went down there and had a look. It was really nice. And it all moved so quick. we sort of put in for this house and we got it straight away. We used to go down there and see it, you know, run a bit of a staircase in, then the roof would be on. It was really exciting.
I'd be so excited.
But the only problem is it was in Raynham, Kent, about 40 miles away from the bus garage.
Oh, so
and
bad.
I had no car. And before we moved down there, I didn't even know where the station was or nothing. You know, it was ridiculous.
Why did you do that then?
Well, I just got talked into it. It'd be all right. The mortgage was about twice as much because the interest rates back in the late 70s were sky high. And so the mortgage practically doubled and we're down there. It was just ridiculous, just struggled big time.
So you doubled your mortgage further away from work?
Yeah, and the first morning I shocked my life. So I went out of the school. I'd go down and get the 5:46 train, the first train to get in. I started at 7:30 in New Cross. So,
bloody hell.
So anyway, I had to run all the way down to the station. It's a long way, you know. You're talking about, I don't know, a couple of miles.
Didn't still have your post bike.
No. This is going to work for London Transport. Anyway, after a while, we got in financial trouble. We had to sell the house. Well, we had no house then. We had to go for council accommodation.
Start again.
And we started it. That's where we went into Thamesmead, which we hated. Especially the first place you weren't around. The first place you were in,
no.
It was all packed together, and you know, rough area.
I really liked your house in Thamesmead,
and it was horrible. And then we moved to the one in Owen Close that you know.
Yeah,
we made the best of it. We decorated it nice and all that.
Oh, our house compared to other people's, it was always nicely decorated. It was always tidy, and that was rare.
I used to be fascinated that the living room was upstairs.
Yeah, see, now it seems like a thing, but at the time it was normal. Like, you just...
It weren't for me. When I was a kid, I loved it.
I mean, I used to carry my dinner all the way up to my room on the third floor and watch telly. Be cold by the time I got there.
So it was always...
I'd love to walk around that house now.
Yeah,
I would love to.
You lost part of your track now. Oh, yeah, so and then we get to our kids.
Hi.
So then it became a bit of a struggle anyway, because Jack couldn't work, she had to look after the kids, and then my wage coming in. We couldn't afford to buy a house of our own. And then
I'm personally glad you had two more kids.
Yeah. And then about 1999, we escaped.
You escaped?
Yeah. I didn't want to go.
Well, we managed to, because they used to do the old... council house scheme, didn't it, where you could buy your own house. Yeah. And we had 60% discount, which is good, because when we had to wait two or three years before you could sell the house. And so we done that, we had to wait. And then we went to the Yorkshire Building Society to buy a house, and we bought the one in Swanley.
That was a nice house as well.
Yeah, and then it was like being reborn, like, you know, you come out of that place. You know, all I wanted to do was live in a house in a nice street, and that's what we did. And then...
You had a social garden as well.
Yeah.
Whereas in terms of me, we had a postage stamp.
Yeah. It was quite small.
Looked over as
because
well.
Because we sort of done it all quick. We sold the house a massive profit, the Thamesmead one. We sold that in 5 minutes. They were queuing up out the door to buy it. And then we made a profit on the Swanley one when we moved to here. So within sort of like 12 years, we bought a house complete.
Yeah,
no
nice.
Mortgage. So, I mean, it's just the way it works out. So it all worked out in the end. But I wonder what would have happened if we hadn't moved down to Raynham and just carried on.
As you were.
Sensible. But we done it and that's it.
Sometimes. Do you ever miss the Swanley house?
Grass. I never liked it.
Wifey does.
Oh, well, I hated it.
It was
and a lot of things. Yeah. It was a strange layout.
It was never
the kitchen diner was lovely.
Oh, it's lovely.
I think any home after the one I've lived, because I was 19. I mean, I'd lived there all my life. Any house we moved to after that was never going to feel like
home. It wasn't your home.
It just wasn't. Yeah. It wasn't. I like the area. You know, the curry house up the top. I worked just down the road as well. I learned how to drive while we was there as well.
Yeah,
so I've got a few good memories and stuff.
I like the bottom floor, but I didn't think much of the other floors.
I just remember the stairs were a bit steep.
Cool, weren't they? Just, jeez, health and safety.
I like the bathroom.
Do you remember when you threw the suitcase at me, Bob?
That was funny, wasn't it, Dave?
Well, obviously not.
No, that's a regret. That's a regret. No, I didn't mean it.
You did mean it.
No, well, yeah, I don't.
He did it in
he
temper.
Totally meant
what
it.
What happened? Right, my room was the loft room.
Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah, but not the full loft. It had like doors on each side, and so you could put stuff in the loft. So it was in the side bit, and because my bed was there, it was in front of the door. And so to get the suitcases out, I had to move my bed, get the door off. But when you're halfway through a film or whatever and you're chilling out and
there's a pause button.
And he kept going on about it. Bob, we're going to need them down.
You could have just done it straight away.
Absolutely. And it is a regret. Let's face it. I do regret it. And when I pulled out the suitcase and I just threw it down the stairs. And you weren't standing at the bottom of the stairs when
it
hit
me, did.
Because you...
I jumped in the way.
I have that. And I threw
you
it.
Slag.
And you sort of appeared at the bottom. And you didn't go down, which was quite it was a fair old whack. And then...
Did you apologise straight away?
No, he didn't. He went back in the room and slammed the door.
Yeah.
You little shit.
Yeah, I was a little shit, yeah. That's a regret. But I've done things we could talk about things you've done, Dave, but...
What have I done?
Do you remember when you smashed one of our cars up with a hammer?
Oh, I did, yeah.
Things happen.
I'm sure
it was Michael's car.
If it had been Hulk Hogan, I'd been livid.
You've got one of their cars and smashed it.
What a bit harsh.
Oh, this is brilliant. I love this story.
I was doing a... I think I was putting up a light in the kitchen, a fluorescent strip.
Yeah,
they're not easy.
You really need two. You have to do two ends and screw it in the middle at the same time. And I was getting so frustrated with it, and they were playing at the bottom by the stairs, and they were making a bloody row.
Loads of cars like
yeah.
It weren't just
And then I think they started arguing amongst each other.
Oh, of course,
as well.
We always do. Yeah.
So I said, I kept telling them to shut up, pack it up.
We was arguing over who loved Dad more.
Yeah,
it's you. You love him more.
and then they were arguing again. I told him shut up. And in the end, I just lost my temper, put the red light down, picked up ammo, went over and bashed their matchbox. I think it was only one.
But it took a hammer.
But Michael was sort of looking at it and he went, oh. as soon as I'd done it, I thought, I shouldn't have done that. What'd I do that for?
Could have been his head, couldn't it?
What a bastard.
So he took us to McDonald's.
Well, Michael's mental because your mum dropped him out the pram.
She did.
Well,
and I remember it.
That's the story.
He went rolling out the pram.
Landed on his head.
She was devastated.
He was a lovely baby up till then. He was never the same again.
That stayed in my head, that did. I remember it as clear as it.
Stayed in his as well.
He just literally went plop. Out of it as we're going down the hill.
Poor little fella.
She was nearly crying. She was so worried.
don't tell him. Don't tell Dave and Jack.
Best baby we ever had, he was.
Oh, he was bloody gorgeous baby. He was lovely. I loved him as a baby.
What we said before, he's a sicky baby. Every shirt and jumper of mine had a white stain on the shoulder.
Still has. Well, this has gone really quick. We're at 52 minutes. Should we save the Pauline versus Bob?
If you want to.
We'll pass on.
Give your brain a rest.
Yeah, like we use our brains. but we will have, of course, diary. Can't go without diary, can we?
Definitely.
So season four, we'll do... we'll do diary sort of...
Every day.
Yeah, every day.
Yesterday I got told off by Mr. Cobman, didn't I?
Oh, he did, yeah.
Yeah, got a
warning. I know, I was excited this one.
He was late.
Work at night, go pictures with Ant & Co, go for a drink after. I didn't write my film.
Wow, Dave.
Diary.
Don't know, 1971, it could have been... Quite a few things, really.
It's like the football shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah, I found out about that.
I like the way it's Ant & Co. Yeah. Forget it. I can't. Yeah, we do Ant and that's
He's
it.
He's worth writing. Yeah.
He deserves it.
For 50 years, still see him.
Yeah. Still go out with the lads.
That's really nice.
known it since we were four.
Oh.
Wow. That's, have you ever
known? It's not me and Miranda, isn't it?
I remember I was sitting on the grass with some other friends playing with stuff. And he just come barging out. He goes, I bet I could beat you up.
Friends ever since.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, we used to do some stuff. God, dear. Cool. Yeah, there was a dear
Is he going to be on your podcast Back in the Day?
No, I don't think so.
Oh.
I don't think he's that way inclined.
You don't like him that much.
Yeah. Surely there's some good stories you can get out of there.
I'm not that way inclined, but I'm still
That's true. Can't get rid of you.
If he could do that, he'd be at the music chart ones.
Oh, we talk, yeah.
Yeah. But I don't think he's his cup of tea. Maybe I'll ask him.
Yeah,
because he's quite knowledgeable on the music, especially the old stuff.
Yeah, why not? Back in the Day podcast, check it out. Dave Rivett's podcast. Well, we should vote.
Oh, I know what way I'm going.
The Boys Are Back in Town versus Rock Your Baby.
Can I go first?
Which is about a newborn baby, we've discovered.
I'm going for George McRae. I just think it's a great song, one of the greatest sort of disco-y songs ever. Boys Are Back in Town is good as well. It's 60-40 for me.
That's pretty fair. I'm going to go Thin Lizzy. Because I just think Rock Your Baby is a little bit repetitive. But Boys Are Back in Town just reminds me of
a lot. It does tell a story, Boys Are Back in Town.
Yeah.
Guess who just got back today?
Oh.
I can't wait for people to see you. Your
it's just going to be me. You just don't need to be there.
Oh, I'm unhappy with that.
What are you going for, Pauline?
Oh, mine's Rock Your Baby.
Definitely. Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's a real good disco.
For the last...
it's one of the greatest disco songs ever, definitely. I think.
For the last matchup of this round, Dave. And there he goes. Oh. Thin Lizzy, the boys are back. In the bag. Also, not mentioned, was it's used in Toy Story. The toys are back in town.
Oh,
toys are back in town. Yeah.
So, where are you going, Dave? What's happening?
What's going on over here?
Well,
is that enough?
Some of the cards.
Turn his back on us.
Have got lost.
Oh, God. Dave. We'll find them before the.
I was going to run through the 16, but I haven't got them all here.
Oh,
yeah, I'd like to know what they are, actually.
Yeah, me too.
Well, I should read through some of them. We got.
So, we're doing some, whatever.
Count your fingers. Oh, you can't count, can you? You
bloody do it, Bob.
Get your big toe out.
Count your fingers as I say them, right? Okay. ELO, Mr. Blue Sky. Al Green, Let's Stay Together. Don't Stop Me Now, Queen. Sweet Caroline, Neil Diamond. Imagine John Lennon. Dancing Queen, ABBA. Oliver's Army, Elvis. You're the First, My Last, My Everything, Barry White, Heart of Glass, Blondie. Let's Work Together, Canned Heat. My Sweet Lord, George Harrison. Bridge Over Troubled Water, Simon and Garfunkel. I Want You Back, Yes I Do Now.
Baby.
Michael Jackson 5. Done that one. Let It Be by the Beatles. Rock the Boat, Hughes Corporation. George McRae, Rock Your Baby. How many is that?
16, because you've done one finger...
Because you said I've done that.
We have got them all.
Okay, there's the 16.
Strong lineup.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So that is the end of round one. Very exciting. There you go, Dave.
Thank you very much.
Rock Your Baby. And the honourable mentions, the next episode will be filmed and will be on YouTube. But we also will be recording it as a normal episode. You'll be able to hear it. But obviously, there'll be references to things we're showing, things we're doing, our faces. Pauline's face
it.
And
arms,
elbows, so it's sort of new for all of us. So we're not really sure how it's going to go, but we are going to have a musician as well. He's going to play a few covers and join in with a bit of banter. So yeah,
I'm going to have my hair done.
We're going to have a which one? You got a choice of three. so that's very exciting, and we shall see you then.
I'm not excited.
I'm very excited just to see you do it.
Let's do the draw.
There's no draw. We're done. Round one.
We're cooked.
Yeah. So we're going to do the draw at the beginning of every episode now.
Yeah, because everyone knows the songs.
Yeah, everyone knows the songs. Yeah. Okay. Beginning of each episode, random draw. See you later. See you. You can actually see us later.
Lucky you.
Lucky you.
See you later.